You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Think about this for a moment. Providing enough meat to make more than 500,000 meals for people in need. That is over 100,000 pounds of meat, much of it venison. And that's the remarkable result of the efforts of one man, Tom Cullimore, through his project called HOPE, Help Other People Eat. Tom founded HOPE in 2004 and wanted to inspire hunters to donate their deer and other meat to shelters in the Lansing area. After all these years of donated meals, Tom has announced he is retiring this year. Tom Cullimore of Williamston is here with us now. Tom, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
And we also welcome Mark Chris. Mark directs the City Rescue Mission in Lansing. Hey there, Mark.
Hey, thank you for calling me.
Hey, he's my pal. He's going to take over now.
Tom, what led you to start this effort and found HOPE in 2004?
At that time in my life and in the area around here, there was a big, big hole for meat for the hungry. You could get all kinds of cereals and stuff, but you got to have some protein. You got to have some meat in your life. The hardest part for me now is to back out because I got so many friends, and you got one you're talking to right there, Mark. And,
yes.
And it's just been a wonderful thing to do.
So you've been doing this. You've been not just getting people to donate, but it's coming out of your heart and your pocket because it's your money, your truck, your fuel.
You got her.
What is it like, Tom, if you're at a shelter like the City Rescue Mission and you see people eating those meals and you see what it means to them?
Well, before they eat, what always bothered me is when it's really, really cold, and I know Mark and them do their best they can do, but when you see people lined up with hardly any clothing on, and it's 10 degrees, that just rips you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Does me anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get them some meat now.
So let's say I have a deer. I call you, say, Tom, got one. What would happen then?
Well, then you got to get one of my processors. I've got a list of all my processors that I use. And then you just take it over there and drop it off, and they turn it into nice ground-up meat and call me to come get it.
And then you take that nice ground-up meat, and what do you do?
I take it to lovely places like up there on Michigan Avenue.
To the City Rescue Mission. Mark, what has this meat, the donations of this meat, meant to City Rescue Mission over the years?
Well, you know, our cooks are creative. We provide about 100,000 meals a year, probably about 110,000 this year. And, you know, prior to Tom's involvement, we had a lot of pasta. Tom allowed us to improve the quality of our meal by having more protein at almost every single meal. Tom also used some of the funding donations to buy things like chicken for us, too.
Chicken and hams, and we try to get it all.
Oh, my goodness. Tons of chicken, turkey. Oh, my goodness. So I think that's what it means is when it comes down to the meal itself, now you've got an entree. You've got a vegetable, you've got a salad bar, you've got a dessert, you have a beverage. You can hit your 2,000 calories easily in one meal if you can only afford to get one meal that day. You can get it at the City Rescue Mission. A lot of this to do with Tom helping us get quality protein in our meal.
And now Tom is retiring. And I guess, Mark, what do you want to say to Tom?
Well, Tom, first of all, I'm just so thankful. You've been such a blessing, and you exceeded anyone's expectations and just his commitment. Think about over 10 years ago, we provided, you know, probably about 40, 50 beds a night. Now we're up to 160 beds a night, 80 women and kids, 80 men, over 100,000 meals now. And so I think in the midst of, hey, let's improve the quality of a meal, it helped include really awareness of what the City Rescue Mission does. So all the people that are donating venison, they also typically donate other things too, whether it be funding directly to the mission, whether it be volunteering their time. And so it was a great awareness for people that support the mission. And so as the needs grew, the mission was able to meet more and more of those needs, you know, every single day.
Is there anyone that is perhaps a candidate to step up and take up the work you're doing, Tom?
No, I've tried and tried.
We have a processor willing to give us next to free, basically paying for some of the costs, Specialized Deer Processing Plus Incorporated, which Tom has used in the past. And so they're willing to have hunters donate their venison to that location. We'll go do pickup or they'll do drop-off. We'll work out the details. And so I think at this point we have volunteers as well as staff that can kind of pick up some of the need when it comes to transporting and pickups. And so if people are still willing to donate their venison at Specialized Deer Processing Plus off of US 27, it would allow us to put that venison to good use.
Great. Well, we want to thank Mark Chris, director of the City Rescue Mission in Lansing, but a special huge big thank you to the retiring founder of Help Other People Eat, Tom Cullimore.
And I don't forget my slogan.
What's your slogan?
My slogan is, don't quit.
Never will, brother. God bless.
Thank you both for being with us.
Tom, thank you so much, brother.
And thank you for what you do.